Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
I hope everybody has as much fun listening to our podcasts as we do doing them.
Somebody needs to have fun. That makes one of us. Welcome back to the show, y'all. We got some interesting stuff to talk about. Got our damn growth summit starting to tap on my shoulder a little bit. It's tapping. Yeah,
it's time.
We've got a keynote locked in. We got a second keynote we're thinking about. We got some other stuff going on. It's always going to be badass. You guys need to be at the growth summit. Link in show notes. I won't even say it on here.
So. There you go.
All right. So years ago, let's see. We were a marketing agency, right? Yep. Right. You know, and we came out of the gates and we were running funnels and automation and Facebook ads and conversions. And, you know, what we did back then doesn't work anymore. It won't work anymore, even if we tried it. Yep. What we used to do was we used to come up with front-end offers, trials. You know, again, it didn't matter what it was. It was based a lot of times around the time of the year, Memorial and stuff like that. And we would run ads for gyms and we would drive them into landing pages where we would actually collect the lead information, but also collect the sales information. Mm-hmm. We would actually convert a paid trial online, meaning that they've already put their credit card in. Then we would deliver those paid folks to the end user, which would be the gyms. And we always were trying to improve. We would go to events and, you know, what was it? Trafficking Conversion Summit in San Diego or ClickFunnels Hacker Live or whatever. And, you know, we're always trying to get better. And I wanted to find somebody that could help us with a specific problem we were having. The specific problem we were having was where we could run a campaign in a certain market and would absolutely dominate. And then we'd go to another market, same copy, same ads. Same funnel, same offer, same price point, similar demographics, and it wouldn't do as well. And I was like, why? What is it that was causing this? And so at the time, I don't remember what year it was. There was a speaker named Todd Brown that popped up on stage. And I was like, man, this is the guy we need to hire. Yeah, I need to hire this guy to work with us, to help us, first figure this out, but to develop a marketing message that we could, you know, infinitely use for all of the clients we were working with. And there was hundreds at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I approached him after and he had a booth there and stuff. I was like, hey man, you know, I'd love to work with you. Like, do you have a coaching program? Can I get on a call with you? He was like, yeah, I could, you can fly out 12 grand, 12 grand for one day. And I was like, what do you mean 12 grand? Yeah. You fly out for a day. We'll work with you. You leave 12 grand. Yeah. So what the fuck are you talking about?
we're in the wrong business.
I said, shit, for one day, 12 grand. I said, all right, I'll sign up for that.
Sure.
And so we flew out to West Palm Beach, Florida. It was me, you, Tim Senior. And we sat in, then went to some like hotel conference room, some coffee. Todd Brown was there. One other guy was there.
Yeah, his
right-hand man. Then Teddy was on the on the Zoom. His guy. And what we did over those 8 hours for 12 grand, eight hours, is we drilled down into the marketing message. Mm-hmm. We drilled down into the unique mechanism, the big idea, all the things that Todd teaches. And, we ended up signing up for his mastermind and everything, years later. So we implemented all of these things into our very next campaign. And I remember it well. It was Memorial Melt.
Yeah.
And we used the language that we developed in that room. And to this day, that one campaign generated more hundreds of thousands of dollars in 30 days than any other campaign we'd have ever run.
Mm-hmm.
And the one big takeaway that I got from Todd, and I still think about this every day, was never underestimate the task at hand.
Yeah, I hear that in Todd's voice.
Never underestimate the task at hand. And what is the task at hand? Well, the task at hand is we're trying to convince somebody that's never heard of you to give you money.
Yep.
Never underestimate how hard that is. And I see a lot of gyms and a lot of marketing agencies just lobbing things out there with no 8 hours of deciding to drill down on the exact message you're trying to get across, to throw it out there and just totally underestimate what they're trying to do. And this goes across the board for marketing, selling, delivering your product, anything, switching to semi-private.
Yeah.
Never underestimate the task at hand. And really the point is take this shit fucking seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just don't see that a lot of times with a lot of gyms in the marketplace, where they would much rather buy a copy and paste template with no care in the world about what that thing is saying to the market, because somebody says it works.
Yep.
This is the thing that works right now. I'm just going to throw this into the market. You're not taking it seriously, number one, but you're underestimate the task at hand and the potential repercussions of by just copy and pasting what somebody else is doing into your market. You could be wasting money, but you could also be burning the goodwill of the community.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of it comes back to one of the other things that he taught us about the awareness triangle, right? That the top of the triangle, the smallest segment of the marketplace, is the most aware. Somebody who's aware of the solutions that they have available, they're aware of you as the business that's providing that solution. They've decided you're probably, you know, you're the right fit for them.
Right.
Well, that is the smallest portion of the marketplace. And so if you're going to do things the lazy, easy way out, you might get lucky with a couple of those, right? But once you burn through that group of people, every time you step down that awareness triangle, the group gets larger and they're less aware of both you as well as the problem that you're serving, or the solution that you're serving for their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to be speaking to the biggest, widest group of people. And those are the people that are most unaware, right? Sake of conversation, right? Let's say sitting is the new smoking, right? It was an ebook that we did to draw in from the largest, widest group of the demo. And it doesn't talk about us, doesn't talk about fitness, doesn't talk about any of that. It talks about sitting being the new smoking and the problems with, you know, a sedentary job and things like that. Well, that gets somebody into your ecosystem. That took a lot of time, effort, energy, thought to come in, to put together on what are the needs, what are the people in this demographic thinking? Mm-hmm. What are they experiencing? What problems do they have that ultimately we may be a solution for?
Yeah.
But how do we draw that line from one to the other, right? And that task at hand, it was massive. I mean, it's not as easy as going, let me just provide them with a nutrition guide. Well, they don't know that they're eating shit. So why they're not looking for a nutrition guide. And when you're constantly putting your focus on the people who are in your business already, or the people, you know, that are the closest to you, maybe the walk-in client, you know, if you're thinking about just selling that person, go think about the person who's down the street who has no idea who you are or what their problems are.
They're in the line at Dunkin' Donuts
right now. Yeah, exactly. What is the solution that you provide for that person? And then that's where some of that really, really gets powerful.
Sure.
In that message, when you can go further and farther from just today's sale, and you start thinking the long term, or that solutions focused, I think.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group, and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Well, it is the long term, and the patience of this industry is like as long as long as my toenail, right?
It's inverted. We needed the sale yesterday.
We need to sell yesterday because there's such a dire need for, well, I mean, money, right?
Like, yeah.
We don't have enough money. We need it now. I don't think you should stop running ads to the top of that triangle, but I think what you're missing is the bottom. And that was a huge lesson, the unique mechanism, the big idea. The reason why people get results with you and not the guy down the street is what you need to be shouting from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. Your proprietary systems, your proprietary scientific approach around how you get clients in shape needs to be on the front end of your marketing message. Mm-hmm. Why? One, it builds curiosity. Two, nobody can compete with you because you created it. It's your methodology, your blueprint.
You put the flag in the ground, you own it.
Yep. You own it. And it's just like, again, you look at Orange Theory, you look at CrossFit, they both did this very well. And you saw that happen in the rise of their, you know, businesses. And we just underestimate or don't care enough to put the effort in a lot of times into the message that you're putting into the market, the business that you're running. This is not a hobby. This is your livelihood. It's your kids' livelihood. It's your family's livelihood. This is a big deal. And we take everything seriously. We take this podcast seriously. We take the business seriously. Sure, you can absolutely have fun across the way, but like, this is not a joke. This is not this is not a part-time gig. This is what you do. This is what we do. When I got my, my first book, Built to Grow, the podcast is named after Built to Grow. I had a chapter in there called All In.
Yep.
And what does All In mean? It means you give everything to the end goal. I mean, I had a license plate with my business name on it. I had my truck wrapped in it.
Yeah.
It was what I lived. I would wear, my gym's gear all the time. It's like, if you're not going to be an advocate for your business, who else is going
to
be?
Well, it goes back to, our buddy, Martin Rooney. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when he was speaking on our stage at the Grow Summit, he's wearing a suit coat that is the pattern of his logo for his business. And he's, he was telling us a story about like his daughters are like embarrassed. They're out at the beach. And he's like, he's always the Training for Warriors guy. Like no matter where he goes and what he does, like he's embodied.
He lives it.
The brand, but that's, it speaks to the success of what he's been able to create.
Sure.
It's a byproduct of literally choosing to go all in.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. There's a rapper on YouTube named Harry Mack.
Yeah.
I follow his stuff. He just happens to be a cousin of somebody we know real locally here. Mm-hmm. And I was watching some of Harry Mack's stuff talking about Martin Rooney. What he does, he goes out on these boardwalks in Venice and whatever. And he starts rapping. People give him words and stuff.
Yeah.
But he'll use the words, but then he'll start going from person to person and talking about the hat they're wearing, the shirt they're wearing, and there was a Training for Warriors shirt. He called it, I see the TFW on your shirt. And, and he starts rapping about it. I sent it to Rooney. He's like, dude, that's so awesome. I love that guy.
That's awesome.
Tangent, but somebody's wearing his gear. I mean, that's awesome, right? I mean, it's a movement.
Well, and even to that, like if just the idea of underestimating the task at hand, if getting somebody to buy your brand and wear your brand in public, they have to have buy-in.
Yeah.
Right. Like that, the task at hand, it doesn't just happen when you put up a rack of t-shirts on the gym. If you didn't create a change in that person, if you didn't influence them in a way where they had an emotional attachment to your brand, they're not wearing your t-shirt in the streets. They're not advertising for you,
but
that can be done when you take your shit seriously and you fully embrace and go all in on what it is you believe.
If you focus for the rest of this year on going all in and not underestimating every single piece of the puzzle from the cleaning company.
Yeah.
I like, don't underestimate that task at hand either. Get on their ass, make sure that they're cleaning in the corners, get the cobweb up, change that light bulb. Like everything matters. Every detail matters.
Goes back to like our coaching program. I always explain it to gym owners that like, we're going to take you from a place of being responsive to proactive,
there
right?
You go.
You're going to be hyper intentional about everything that happens in your gym. Oh, why are the colors of the lights this color? Because of this. Why are you guys playing this music? Because of this. Why, you know, why does it smell like this? Because of this.
Right.
Why do you program this way? Because of this. Like every single component of the business is now going to be a decision you've made because you've weighed the pros and the cons and you've made an intentional decision that this is the best that I can provide for my clients. Well, and until then, it's a freaking hobby and it's going to pay you like one.
And the details matter.
Absolutely.
I mean, I drive these guys nuts when it comes to the details at the Grow Summit, because I want to make sure when that lanyard has a clip on it and spins around, it has a 360, there's a graphic on both sides, because I don't want to see somebody with a flipped around badge with a blank side.
Mm-hmm.
So the swivel matters. That was plastic 1 year. I made it metal the next year. Mm-hmm. Like everything matters. The city, the state where they come from, being on badge matters, because, oh, you're from Texas too. My buddy lives out there, you know? Yep. And so that matters. I'm doing another book right now and I'm working with the book company. The color of the pages matters to me.
Yeah.
The font they use matters to me. The amount of pages per chapter matters to me, and they can't stand me. Because I just had this talk with them yesterday. Tim, you're the only one. I don't care if I'm the only one. I this is the way it needs to be done. I think it looks cheap the other way. I want it this way. And you're the only one. Like she goes, oh, we forgot, Tim, that with your first book, you were the only one that did the yellow pages with that size font, with that, you know, type of font. I'm like, yeah, that's the same way I want to do it again. Because it matters. Because I'm holding up a book that they just did for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And against my book, I go, this matters. And so then I pulled up, I just happened to have Russell Brunson's book, and I looked at his are yellow pages with the same font as mine. Oh, not by design, but because it matters to him too.
Sure.
I don't want the white pages. I want the yellow pages. So anyways, and I have to not give in to that and say like, well, everybody else is doing it that way. I know that I'm right.
Sure.
I know that I'm right. And they should actually change what they're doing too, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest, like, right? And so,
well, and a lot of that comes back to the fact that most of those decisions weren't done intentionally. It was just left or right or easy.
Yeah.
And you've put the thought and attention and energy into mm-hmm. why you've made that decision. So from that point forward, you know, that's the better decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's if you aren't intentional about a decision, you're probably not choosing the right. You're not probably not making the right decision.
Well, and you know, it goes to the hotel like we're dealing with at the Grow Summit right now. Everything matters there too. So like the prices that they quoted us were not the same prices that they gave us
yep.
on certain things. And I'm like, no, that matters, because that's what we said 3 months ago. Oh yeah, that's our mistake, and they fix it. But like, I have to see it. The point I'm trying to make is you can't underestimate anything. You can't assume that mm-hmm. contract at that hotel is going to be exactly what you agreed to, because it isn't going to. You can't expect that coach to do exactly what you asked him to do because you've been talking about it for 3 weeks. You need to observe him doing it or her doing it and fix it if it's not. Because if you let your coaches loose and they're just doing whatever they want to do and you don't have any control over that, you're going to lose clients.
Yep.
The experience drops. So take it seriously, go all in. This is a very important podcast topic, but we wanted to bring that story back because Todd is, you know, definitely one of our mentors and somebody we really look up to. And he was the first person to really slap us around when we were throwing these funnels out there into the marketplace. And it's like, dude, this is a big deal.
It's changed the way we market it ever since. I mean,
correct.
Every single decision that we make in our marketing, whether it be with ProFit, for the gym, mm-hmm. or for, you know, to helping our clients in their end, it's all ingrained. At the core.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a way, it's like an operating system. You know what I mean? Like we don't get away from it anymore. We don't just randomly go choose something different because we're bored or something.
Exactly.
This is the way that we do it, because this is the right way to do it.
This is the way. All right, guys. Hopefully that helps you guys. And go off and win. Go attack the day. Take it seriously. Don't underestimate the task at hand. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.